Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah continues to elaborate on the short statements made in the first Mishnah of the Perek regarding for how many days particular mitzvahs are kept over Sukkos. And the Mishnah told us that ha-halel, saying full halel, the ha-simcha, and rejoicing, shemayna, applies for all 8 days. That means all 7 days of Sukkos plus the 8 day Shemini Atzeres. And the way in which the mitzvah of rejoicing is fulfilled is by eating Karbonos Shelamim. So the Mishnah notes that we see from here that Melamed Shechayv Adam BaHalel VaSimcha. This teaches us that one is obligated to say Halel and to rejoice by eating Karbonos Shelamim uvichvoid Yom Tov HaAchrein Shelechag, and to honor the last Yom Tov of literally Sukkos. And although Shemini Atzeres is not actually part of Sukkos, it means the Yom Tov which follows immediately after Sukkos. Kishar Kol Yom Esachog, just like the rest of the days of Sukkos itself, the mitzvah continues on Shemini Atzeres. This is learned from the fact that the Pasuk says with regards to Sukkos, V'samachto b'chagecha, and you shall rejoice on your Yom Tov of Sukkos, and then it continues to say later on, again, V'hayisa'ach sameach, and you should just be happy. So why does it have to say again that you should have Simcha? So we learn from there that it comes to include an extra day, that being Shemini Atzeres. And certainly full Hallel is recited, since it is its new Yom Tov. So for every new Yom Tov, the full Hallel is recited. Alright, now Mishnah Aleph also told us that Sukkah Shiva, the mitzvah of living, eating, sleeping in a sukkah, applies for 7 days. Of course, the 7 days of Sukkos. It does not apply on Shemini Atzeres, because Shemini Atzeres is not part of Sukkos, it's a different Yom Tov. Asks the Mishnah Ketzad, how so? Meaning, what is there to elaborate about this idea that it applies for 7 days? Gomar milechol. If they finished eating, let's say, the main meal of the last day of Sukkos, the main meal of Hoshana Rabbah, lo yatir sukkosai. He should not immediately untie and take down his sukkah. There are a number of reasons for this. Firstly, the obligation is to live in a sukkah for 7 days of Sukkos. Even if technically he won't be obligated to be inside of the sukkah for the rest of the day, let's say he's not going to have another big meal, nevertheless, even when he's not inside of the sukkah, he is still living in the sukkah. To take down the sukkah is showing that I no longer live in this sukkah. But there's an obligation to live there for all 7 days, and the entirety of the 7 days. And as well as that, even apart from that problem, to take down the sukkah as soon as you can is considered a bit of a disgrace towards the mitzvah, as if you want to leave the mitzvah as soon as you can. Aval, however, Moyridus HaKelim, he can bring down the utensils. The reason why the Mishnah says bring down is because often their sukkahs were built on the roofs, on top of their houses, so they can bring down the utensils and all of the nice things which they brought up into the sukkah in order to beautify the mitzvah. Min HaMincha Olamala, from Mincha onwards. Now there are two different times of Mincha. The later time begins 2.5 hours before the end of the day. That's known as Mincha Ketana. And that's the time which the Mishnah is referring to. So when it actually gets very close to the Yom Tov of Shemini Atzeres, so then you can start bringing the things inside of the house. You can't take down the sukkah, but you can start taking things out of the sukkah, because of the honor of the last Yom Tov, the Yom Tov which follows immediately after Sukkos, namely Shemini Atzeres, because it's an honor to prepare for the Yom Tov just before the Yom Tov, and also so that you have those beautiful dishes and utensils inside your house for the sake of the Yom Tov of Shemini Atzeres. So that can be done close to Shemini Atzeres. But even then, you have to keep the sukkah standing and only take it down after Shemini Atzeres has gone out.